We basically started out with the idea of a kitchen garden that went out of control, basically, when I discovered what is edible, and this has been my journey ever since.
Meet Simone Jelly. She runs Pretty Produce, a tiny edible flower farm on Lamb Island, just off the coast of Brisbane in southeast Queensland. Her interest in food foraging has seen her branch out into a business that now supplies edible leaves and flowers for the restaurant market.
I've discovered that there was weeds around our local garden, around the house and things, and I started to do a little bit more research and found that there were flowers that were edible, and it's just tumbled on from there to become now a 3-acre edible flower farm in the middle of a beautiful marine park. So we're blessed.
Hello, I'm Terry Begley. Simone's farm on the southern end of Moreton Bay is a riot of colour. Neat rows of flowers and edible plants are spread out in front of me.
At the moment, what we're looking at is drifts of flowers. We start off with some beautiful, beautiful bright phloxes of all different pinks and purples. We go through to some stunning marigolds, which, you know, that's one of the ones that people do know about. And then we've got banks of brightly coloured zinnias, like a carnival. We've got beautiful cosmos of all different pinks and purples. And then it goes on to coriander flowers, fennel flowers. We've got Queen Anne's lace, which the bees and the butterflies just adore. So, yeah, we've got a few here.
And then what do you do once you've picked them? Describe some of the foods that you prepared this morning.
Sure. So basically what we do here is we prepare edible flowers and edible leaf for restaurant and cafe markets, the marketplace here in Brisbane and also further afield. And also what we've got is a value-added, so we show what we can actually do with the edible flowers, which is we've got stunning, beautiful biscuits with little edible flowers on them and rice paper rolls, totally vegan raw food, sort of fit into that scope.
Yeah, I just ate a rice paper roll before, only for the, you know, journalistic interests of being able to talk about this, of course. And I ate this rice paper roll with the purple flowers inside of it and orange and red flowers. And it didn't feel like I was eating flowers. It just felt like a really healthy, clean salad.
Sure. Those are the little violas, and they happen to be the favourite that most people think of with edible flowers. And all they do is taste like a little bit of weird lettuce. That's the way the kids describe them anyway. So, yes.
What is it about the craze, which I might call it a craze, for your edible flowers and the greens? Is it because they look beautiful? Is it the taste? Is it the texture?
I think obviously they're gorgeous. Obviously they're unusual. If I can say it's a motto, is we find something that looks beautiful. We find something, and if it looks beautiful, is it actually really tasty to eat? You know, has it got a beautiful form? So these are the sort of the triangular sort of issues with what we do.
The person responsible for making that delicious and colourful rice paper roll is Lisa Brooks. She's one of the volunteers that helps out at Pretty Produce.
It's an overwhelming experience when I first started here. Just to see, every day is different, and you just come to the farm and it's just full of the smells and the colours, and it just engulfs you as a person. And I was just very much at peace here, and I'm a very creative person, so it just made my juices flow.
How does that creativity come through with what you're doing in a voluntary capacity on this farm?
Well, when I was picking the flowers, I love cooking. So with Simone, she does her tours, so I was getting educated as well. And me being creative and cooking, I've tried to utilise the flowers, and now we've just put it into the produce, biscuits, anything from edible flower toffees to cupcakes. Every day is just a whole new day of learning.
Another regular visitor to Lamb Island and Pretty Produce Farm is Dave Tardant. He's with the Southern Moreton Bay Food Growers Group.
We want to see the growing of food in the islands, which have a history of farming.
As the name suggests, they want to encourage more people to embrace the concept of urban farming.
They were subdivided in the 60s into residential lots, which haven't proved wholly sustainable, so we have a lot of vacant land. Just sitting idle. So we want to see people growing food, not just, well, in their own backyards, in community gardens, and commercially. I guess it's a generational thing. Certainly I can think of my generation and earlier generations always had a backyard garden. A number of people still do. You can get into the supermarket and buy stuff. But people are beginning to realise now that the quality is just not there. And for reasons of health, it's better to grow your own and know what's going into it. And, it's there fresh. I mean, urban farming is something that's happening and it's going to increase. And we want to see that happening on all this vacant land in the islands.